Hi, I'm Chukwuemeka. I'm Labour's parliamentary candidate for Streatham.
And you're also on Twitter as well, Chuck.
I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I've got a website. I'm big on the new media thing. I think we've got to communicate in different ways and take full advantage of it.
So your Twitter name is C-H-U-K-A-U-M-U-2-N-S-A.
Spot on.
So you can follow Chukwuemeka there on Twitter. And I've just, I don't know, kind of rudely doorstepped Chukwuemeka here after the meeting here. To discuss the whole future of the Streatham Hub project. And wow, it was quite lively. The feeling I got out of this really, Chukwuemeka, was that Tesco's seem to have all the power in this situation now. Is that also the way that you read it? Do you think Tesco have got a stronghold over Lambeth Council with regard to Streatham Hub being built?
I don't necessarily think that they have got us in an arm lock, but they are in a very powerful position and we shouldn't be in any doubt who we're dealing with. The global turnover of that retailer is actually bigger than that of the council's budget. I mean, they're a big, powerful organisation. I think that the current state of affairs is obviously completely unsatisfactory. I've lived here all my life. I've seen the ice rink deteriorate year after year. I used to swim competitively for one of our local swimming clubs here and regularly went to the leisure centre, so I totally understand people's anger and frustration, and frankly I share it. But I think the point is we can carry out post-mortems and tread through the stuff that has happened in the past, but what we really want now is progress in the future.
So what's the solution then? Because we were talking about this board meeting in March.
The solution is this, and I'm not bound by any legal obligations or the rest of it that my colleagues on the Lambeth Labour Group have to deal with, but I'm quite upfront with this. I think either they come forward and agree a deal and at this board meeting in mid-March, and we have to put them in an arm lock legally so they can't renege on the commitments they make to us either in some revised development agreement or 106 agreement, or we walk away and say enough is enough, we're taking this forward ourselves. We just cannot go on like this. And you know, it's interesting because I don't see this as a party political issue. I think in some respects all of the parties who've dealt with them, some would say, have blood on their hands. And I don't think at the end of the day people have gone in to deal with Tesco's of all political parties, we all want Streatham to have decent leisure facilities and to have a state-of-the-art ice rink.
Do you work closely with your Labour colleagues at Lambeth Council on this issue? Is there a lot of cooperation? Because last week you were quite critical of them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been putting forward suggestions as to how you would give a solution if you were elected at the election?
Well, I mean, it's obviously, insofar as the leisure centre's concerned, it's run by the council. I don't have the same access to information that my councillor colleagues would have. They probably wouldn't be able to release information to me anyway under the confidentiality obligations of this agreement. But working on a parliamentary level, if there was money from the centre, from central government, that could come into the area. I mean, I was thinking actually during this meeting, looking at the situation of the ice rink, and one of my big concerns about the ice rink is that Tesco's are probably quite happy to see it deteriorate and then watch the roof fall in on that, and then they've got a prime excuse for just doing something else with it. Now, obviously, the council wouldn't give them planning permission in those circumstances to do whatever they wanted with it. But I don't trust them. I don't trust them. And I was thinking during that meeting, well, really, we've got to. The ownership of the ice rink is a big issue. Loads of people there were saying, well, why isn't the council doing this and that to ensure that we have adequate investment to keep it going? And of course, all the council can say is we don't own it. And I was thinking, well, you know, we've got things like the London Development Agency. What about the Olympic Delivery Authority, which have, you know, access to different pots of money in the lead up to the Olympics? Maybe they could intervene and buy it off Tesco.
But then by doing that, that would mean that Lambeth Council would fall out big time with Tesco, and Tesco would just walk away from the entire hub project, and we'd be back to where we were almost 10 years ago, and there's no progress.
But like many people have said, we're not actually many steps forward at the moment, are we? So unless they come forward with a deal, we don't really stand to lose anything other than time. We could, I mean, how much longer do we wait? I just think we've got to say enough is enough. If they come forward and we do a deal and they start building a thing this year, or we go and do something else.
But the short term means that all the leisure users in Streatham, so for the pool, for the gym, and the whole range of people that use the ice rink, right down from the hockey club to the skaters, they're all suffering now, really, really in the short term. Are you at all concerned this is going to become a major election issue in a few months' time, which is going to really be right on your doorstep, and people will associate you as a Labour Party candidate with the whole failure of what the Labour cabinet's done here in Lambeth? Is that an issue for you personally?
Not necessarily. Like I said, I mean, I don't come to this. Look, I'm a local boy. I grew up here. I'm concerned about this issue. If I take a hit over this, so be it. But frankly, the big issues that people raise with me on the doorstep, generally at the moment, do tend to be crime and the economy. Now, for others, particularly people who use this centre, people who tell me I can't swim now, I'm putting on weight because I'm not going swimming, this is going to be a big issue for them. And there's really not much, I can't wish away the past. I could say, oh, I wasn't a candidate then, I've got nothing to do with this. I'm proud of being, you know, I'm proud to be the Labour Party's candidate here, and I'm proud of a lot of, you know, all of the really good things that we've done. But where we've got things wrong and we haven't invested in ledger provision, I'm not going to stand around and say, oh, it's all wonderful and spin people a yarn. I'm going to say, actually, I wish all council administrations of all different political parties had invested in this over the years and maybe not put the faith in Tesco's that they did. But then they'd say to me, well, hindsight's a great thing. You were crawling around on the floor when we were trying to get this done. So, I mean...
As a final question, do you think, realistically, Chucka, do you think, will we have a brand new ice rink and a leisure centre in... It's hard to give timescales here because it's dragged on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, in 4 years' time, will the hub project be built and we can all just forget this as being a really unfortunate moment?
I don't know if the hub project's going to be built, neither do you. Do I think we will have a, refurbed or redeveloped ice rink? And do I think we'll have the same insofar as a pool and the rest of the leisure provision is concerned? Yes. I do. But hey, I'm not, you know, who am I? Mystic Meg? I don't know.
Events. Events Du Bois.
Events Du Bois, you know. Okay. Exactly.
Well, Chucka, that's very, very kind. So that's Chucka Amuna, who is the Labour parliamentary candidate for the Streatham Ward. That's very kind. Thank you for your time. And we've enjoyed our chat.
Pleasure.